This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Talking to producer Matt in the break, he did, and now I'm craving it. He did Chick-fil-A pickup last night.
Yeah.
The flasher's on. They come out, they put it in your... He just told me that, Chris, in the break. And now I'm absolutely craving Chick-fil-A, a sandwich and some waffle fries.
Oh yeah. We had a conversation with from across the street from, you know, front stoops with our one of our neighbors yesterday, and he was telling us how he did the app for the first time, where you order it all on your phone and you just pick it up. And yeah, man, with that little pickle on top of the chicken and yes, some of that sauce. Yes. Great. Now I'm craving.
It hits
it
different when you're locked in too. Like,
it does,
when you know
it
you
does.
can't have it all the time, and it takes a little bit of an effort to go get it. I might have to do that today, the Chick-fil-A. I'm just, oh man, and the Chick-fil-A sauce. I dip my fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm an enormous fan of the Chick-fil-A sauce. Oh, Matt,
yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, it's fantastic. I had a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm a big Chick-fil-A guy. I dip the whole sandwich in either like ketchup or Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, I just lay it out on the plate and just squeeze all the sauce onto there, and I just dip the whole, dunk the whole sandwich into sauce. Oh man,
Like smoked honey mustard packets or whatever those are. Oh my god, that sauce is just woof. It's okay. Now I'm hungry.
I know I am. I can't believe I asked him, like, well, here's the thing. I asked him in the break to kind of be polite, you know, and I wanted to find out, what did you have for dinner? And I was thinking he was going to say, we grilled out some chicken breasts and made some green beans, or, you know, we made macaroni and cheese. And then when he hit me with we did Chick-fil-A online, I was like, you know, sometimes careful what you wish for, because now I can't get it out of my head that I want Chick-fil-A, and I want it bad. I mean, I got it bad. I'm hot for Chick-fil-A this morning. Really badly. Anyway, it's time for Twitter poll before I keep talking about Chick-fil-A. Go.
Come on, everybody. Let's tweet.
Yeah.
Tweets that are rocking.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
This one lopsided, yesterday's daily Twitter poll. Should Barry Bonds be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? 75% of you, yes. 25% of you, no. So, by my estimation, three-quarters of you think that Barry Bonds should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. There is that. This one, just about those same numbers, but flip-flopped, yes and no. Will the Steelers use any of their draft picks in the upcoming NFL draft on a quarterback? 74% of you say no. 26% of you say yes. Go and vote when you get a chance today on that choice or on that question at Fan Morning Show every single day. You can vote on our Twitter poll, and today's involves the Steelers' use of their draft picks and should they draft a quarterback. You can read Joe Starkey's column today in the Post-Gazette. It's very, very good, so be sure to read that as well. Okay, there was a special guest, and this whole pony Jameis Winston sort of situation, it is a great shtick because it's got people talking about his storyline, and it's perpetual. It's every day. How long has he talked about this, do you estimate, Chris? 3 weeks?
Has it been? I was going to say two to three weeks. It feels like there's been some mention of Jameis at least once per show in the afternoon.
Yeah, in at least a, like a segment, right? I mean, it is.
Yeah, he's been really big, too, on cataloging all of these sort of national figures who are from the football world who have said, I guess it's a pretty good idea, all the way up to some of the people who are like, yes, this should happen. So Pony is at the head of that list. But, yeah, he's got an entire list of people who have said, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he had somebody on yesterday who said it doesn't make sense. Play it, producer Matt.
Jameis could do the same thing and just fall to pieces and start throwing the football to the other team more often than he does his own team, which he's done throughout his career.
No, he hasn't. How many seasons does he have in his career where he had more interceptions than touchdowns, Chris?
How many games, Pony? How many games has he won as a quarterback?
28.
Okay. How many times has he turned the ball over multiple times?
I think 32.
Yes, because I tweeted those numbers out earlier. He's turned the ball over multiple times more than he's won a football game.
Okay, what's your point? We're not paying him to be the franchise messiah.
He stinks. That's the point, Andrew.
He doesn't stink.
He stinks.
Okay, doesn't Jameis Winston, and again, I think Jameis Winston is a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph, but I don't think the Steelers should go get him because it doesn't fit financially, and I don't know if it fits at all. But to agree with you, Chris, here, and they had you on yesterday, and we'll get to another clip in a minute. Doesn't Jameis Winston, I looked at it, it's like a 419 winning percentage or something like that. I might have it wrong, but
Close. Yeah, he's played, I think, 72 games, I want to say, and he's won 28 of them.
He doesn't win half his games. I know that.
Yeah, and he also, I didn't really get deep into this with them yesterday because it was more just me and Pony yelling at each other. But he had one of the best receiving corps in the league last year. I mean, who goes into a year with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Breshad Perriman and ends up throwing 30 interceptions? That's hard to do. It's hard to go 4 years in the league and somehow be worse than you were when you came into the league. But Jameis has accomplished that.
All right, one more clip. Go ahead and play this. And then I don't want to talk about Jameis so much as I want to talk about the story. Go play this clip from yesterday.
Mason Rudolph's a kid whose dad put training wheels on the front and back of the bike, and he still managed to fall off of it. Man, they didn't give him anything, Chris.
The offensive coordinator, who's never seen a check down route he didn't favor over actually projecting the ball down the field.
So now the offensive coordinator is the problem?
For that all year. Oh, the offensive coordinator has been the problem since before Mason
Tell that
Rudolph
to Ben.
Take over for Ben. You can watch the first six quarters of last season and see that Randy.
Here's the bottom line here, Chris, is that Jameis Winston was just an extreme version of Ben Roethlisberger last year. So if you think Jameis Winston stinks, I'm curious to what you think Ben Roethlisberger is right now, because you must think he's not very good.
My gosh. Do those guys not understand that the offensive coordinator, whenever Ben Roethlisberger's the quarterback, is Ben Roethlisberger, and whenever Ben Roethlisberger is not the quarterback, is Coach Randy? Like, that's one thing I think the dynamic that I thought everybody understood in this town. Coach Randy really isn't the offensive coordinator when Ben is healthy. He got pressed into service last year, and we saw what Coach Randy was all about.
Right. It was bad. Take the San Francisco game as one little slice and then just play it out through the course of the season. It was rough to watch. I mean, we were pulling out the Wildcat. That's where we got with Coach Randy. So, yeah.
That's the story. I think Pony is now convinced after yesterday's appearance, which should win you an Emmy or whatever, a Marconi, whatever, because you were the best thing. Their ratings will spike fivefold because you were on. So that said, because you were on that show, I am now convinced the way that Pony had his kind of streamlined argument, which was good, that it is now just turned into shtick that he's going to ride all the way out. That he felt like it at the beginning. He still kind of feels like Jameis Winston should come here to Pittsburgh, but there's no more new water to kind of tread over or no new rocks to turn over, and he's just going to run this out till the very end, and that's it. It's turned into radio shtick at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to believe that Pony has a deep-seated belief that Jameis Winston can somehow help this team, even if it's just as a backup quarterback. And if he believes that, if he really truly believes that, he's doing a hell of a bang-up job making his argument. He really is. He's pushed for it for weeks now, and it's become a story on a national level. And he's, you know, we're getting like people like Boomer and Bill Cowher and all these people to say, yeah, I guess it could work. But the problem is, it makes more sense for Jameis Winston than it does for the Steelers, and the Steelers aren't worried about Jameis Winston and helping him find a job. They're worried about winning football games this year, and as far as Pony's concerned, I'd like to believe that he's really all in on Jameis because he really believes in Jameis. But after yesterday, I'm left wondering if it's not just his own personal pipe dream that he's trying to find. You know how when you really want something to happen, you look for all the possible ways to make it work, and it sounds like Pony's just sort of grasping at all the straws he can find to make reasons for why it would work at this point.
Right, and then I think you're dead on here. And Mahler understands just how talented Pony is, and that's his meal ticket, and so he, in this realm, is going to agree because it's going to yield national guests, and it's going to have some people kind of agree with them. And Mahler's just latching on and riding it as far as he can with Pony. He's just grabbing on to kind of Superman's heels and just going along for the ride.
I love Malzy, but I think Malzy's desire for Jameis, if it's real, is more born in a distaste for Mason Rudolph and Devlin Hodges than anything else, which we've been over. Like, I still think Mason Rudolph, you got to give Mason Rudolph more time. Now, that doesn't mean I want to see him over a healthy Ben Roethlisberger. Let's not get crazy about this, people. But I sure as hell would take him over Jameis Winston at this point.
I have listened to that show since its inception, and I still can't figure out what Mahler likes. What does he like? What is he positive about?
Fatheads. He likes fatheads.
Well, he does in Bumbleberry. No, but I'm being serious. You say his disdain for Mason Rudolph and Doc Hodges. Look, I don't think either one of those guys are great. But when is he positive? What is he like? What's good? Everything's always not good enough for him. It's strange to me. It is. Anyway, yeah.
Well,
but he's smart.
Thanks
in this
to those
regard.
Guys for having me on. Yeah.
Yeah, you were great. You were really good, and I thought it was a very good conversation. I was compelled. I actually pulled it. It was one of those things that is cliche. I pulled into the driveway, and I couldn't get out of my car. I had to run to the bank machine. I needed cash for something, and so that was the only time I left my house, left the property, went, didn't get out of my car, did the bank machine, came back, and sat in my driveway and listened to the rest of the interview. How about that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.